This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got an hour left in the show. Got a couple calls on the line. So we'll get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Richard's in Canton.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
The question that I have this morning is, this being the growing season for grass, is there a control to prevent the growth of annual bluegrass that is Poa annua?
Well, so there is the control out there. Are you looking for it in the lawn? Are you looking for it everywhere? Are you...
No, I'm looking. It's starting to develop in my lawn, and the little that I know about it is that it can be pretty invasive if it's not controlled. And while it looks okay, I don't want it to overtake the bluegrass growth that I have.
Yep. So there is a product out there that I would look into. The product is a season-long weed preventer from Jonathan Green. It's just the weed control, so there's no fertilizer in this one. And it will actually get rid of, the annual crabgrass. It will take care of a number of other weeds as well. It's actually, I almost recommend it as like your step 1B. Right, so we do one on the lawn where it does the crabgrass control with a fertilizer. And then there is cold season and warm season crabgrass. And so, you want to kind of almost do two. So once you've done the first crabgrass control, using this season-long control is like that second step. It contains a product called Dimension. And that is a very heavy killer for crabgrass and to prevent it. But there's no fertilizer in it. The thing about it, too, is you can use it in the flower beds and around plants, and it's not going to harm them. So it's definitely something I think is worth looking into.
Now, can that be applied in the spring, or is that something that has to be applied in the fall?
No, it's something that can be applied in the spring. It can also be used in the fall as well. There is a crabgrass, there are some people who look at crabgrass and say, if I have it so bad, I want to put this something down again in the fall. And you can definitely do that. You could have even used the step one for your fourth application to help prevent some of those seeds from developing even late and getting into the next season and getting you ready for that next year.
Now, if I apply it in the spring, can I also apply it in the fall? In other words, is this once a year or...
Oh, You can do both. You can definitely do both.
All right. That's the main question that I had today, but I did have a comment, and that was, I wish you and your program well in terms of finding another carrier. If you weren't on the air, Sunday morning wouldn't be the same, and many gardens around here wouldn't be the same as well. So good luck with that, and I'll watch for updates on your website.
Well, thank you
for taking my call.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate it. We're going to do our best and hope to have an answer very soon for everybody. But, yes, thank you so much.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, phone number here, 855-660-4261. Another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning,
I got a problem with wild onions. How do you get rid of them?
Well, so wild onions, it's not like you can just mow over them, right? Because they are the ones that smell like onions have been cut in the yard once you mow over them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to double check myself as we're talking. I believe Weed Beater Ultra will take care of them in the lawn. I'm trying to pull that up at the same time as us talking here. But Weed Beater Ultra should control wild onions.
Yeah.
I mean, it controls over 200 lawn weeds, so I would assume. Let me just double check here while we're on the line. Yep, wild onions. Yep, it does take care of it. The Weed Beater Ultra takes care of it. And so you can get that in the hose end version. You can get that in the concentrate just to spray those areas. But it's definitely worth using. And then within 2 weeks, you can reseed the lawn.
Okay. And I got one more question. I had dahlias last year. Well, they didn't do that great, but I went to dig them out, and some of them were all rotten at the bottom.
Is there
any way I could get around that, having nice dahlias and not have them rotten before I dig them out?
Now, in the fall this happened?
Yeah, right at the end when you're supposed to dig them out.
Yep.
And I dug in, and it was all mush. The bulb was all mushy.
So what I would do is wait until I would try to do it maybe a little bit earlier.
Oh,
dig
really?
Them out a little bit earlier, and let them kind of die back. I'm not talking when they're fully green and that, but so if you do it normally, let's just say October 1st.
Huh.
Maybe do it a week to 10 days prior. So that way it hasn't sat in water. I think this past year one of the major issues was just the amount of rain that kept happening everywhere. I know some areas had droughts, but there was tons of rain that could have done some of that damage.
Right. Is there anything you could put down that, would prevent, anything?
Not really. There's nothing you just need to make. One of the things you could do is maybe look at the soil and see if you can get it a little bit more well drained.
Uh-huh.
Maybe add some sand to the soil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right? So that the soil, maybe look underneath the soil that you would. So you only dig in the tuber so much.
Right.
Maybe go down an extra foot.
Oh.
Lighten up the soil underneath it.
Okay.
Add some sand to it. Allow it so when the moisture goes, it can kind of go through instead of being stuck on the tuber itself.
Yeah.
Maybe that could do something to help you out there.
Okay, great.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to try that. Thank you very much.
All right, Mary, you have a great rest of your day.
Oh, I hope you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat is in Sandwich.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I had a question about azaleas.
Okay.
I planted two new azaleas last year in the fall. And right now they all have black spots. Is that a fungus, or is it if they get damaged by the frost?
So they have black spots on the leaves or on the stems? Or
black spots on the leaves.
Okay. Could have something to do with the amount of rain and the way the temperatures have been. Did they just start to turn black this spring, or was it...
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes, this spring.
Okay. Are the leaves, are they is still green? Is it something where the black spot that's on is on top of the leaf that you could wipe off, or is it something that is in the leaf itself?
It's in the leaf, but I don't see any aphids or anything.
Okay. Because sometimes, so the azaleas get affected with lace bug, right? And they usually will, they're piercing, sucking insects, so they create, like, holes that will eventually turn to black. The black spots are what's left, that they've left on the plant for you.
Yeah.
So we want to spray the plants. We want to try and wipe any of the black spots we can if it's any of it's, like, stuck there. Use, like, an oil, like an all-seasons oil. Would definitely be worth it to spray everything down to clean it up, as well as fertilize. If you want to hang tight, I got to hit a break. We can go more over that on the
okay.
other side. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, Pat, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. So,
Yeah, go ahead. What kind of oil is that you talked about?
So an all-seasons oil, it's just like a horticultural oil, but all-seasons oil would work on there. I'm also afraid, so that's if the black is removable.
Yeah.
I feel like there's going to be some of that on there. If the black is not removable, it might have something to do with the moisture in the soil and the temperatures, where it would be on like a fungus type.
Okay.
So what I'd want you to do first is, you know, see if any of it does wash off, because sometimes the black looks like it's spotty, but it can come off.
Okay.
And what it is just the excrement from the insect. As it eats it, relieves it, it just goes to the bathroom onto the plant, right?
Okay.
If it's not that, then it could be a fungus. So I'd look at using something along the lines of like an infuse from Bonide. You could use copper fungicide. You could use Revitalize. Any of those guys would be okay. The copper fungicide is organic, whereas the infuse is a chemical. So up to you on which one you want to use. But you know, that's what I would be looking at doing. And the ones that are really affected, the ones on the plants that are really, you know, have a lot of black to them, you might need to be removed. And so what you could do to help with this is improve the air circulation on the plant, right? Maybe thin out some of the inside of the plant a little bit so that the maybe moisture doesn't just sit there during the rest of the season. Because when moisture sits and just sits on the plants, and when we've had so much rain and then we get the heat, this causes some of these things to happen. So that's why I would look at thinning it out a little bit and then spraying it with that fungal, the infuse or the copper fungicide.
Okay. You know, the inside of the plant doesn't have any black spots. It's all extraneous.
Okay. So, again, I So I'm wondering if any of it is mobile, and that way, if it, you know, if you can wipe it down, that'd be great. That would mean it's some sort of insect. But if you can't, I think, you know, thinning even some of the outer area, right? Maybe just a couple cross branches, not to the point where you're going to make it so you can see through the plant, but so when it does get rained on, the water will go through a little bit easier instead of just sitting there.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll try that. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too, Pat. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said there is more, but hey, it's just me. Anyways, we got about a half hour left in the show, which means there's about a half hour left with GCN. It's a weird day for me. I was talking to my wife in between one of the breaks, and I was like, this is the last Sunday for a while here. It's kind of weird. I've woken up every Sunday pretty much since October of 2018 to do this. And it's just a routine, right? It's just something we do. So hopefully there's some good news in the future. Hope to have those answers to you in the next couple days. Just back and forth with a company, which I think will be the right way to go. Again, we'll let you know on our newsletter. We'll let you know on the website. We'll let you know on Facebook. And they actually are going to contact all the stations that we're on right now to say, hey, if we sign this deal, they're going to contact them and say, hey, we're available. This is what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And hopefully that works out. They've been pretty good. They've had some other GCN hosts come to them with success. So that's one of the reasons why I went there. Be a little bit of a change on the segments. Won't be as long, we'll figure it out. It's a work in progress, but you got to just change with the times, and we'll figure it out hopefully in the next few days so that we can let you guys know. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we're going to take a break here. If you have questions, call us 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
USA News Update. Donald Trump heads back to court on Monday. The latest on testimony from Friday at his hush money trial in New York City from USA's Jen Gilber.
During Friday's testimony, his former press secretary revealed the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted about grabbing women's genitals. On the witness stand, Hopik stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say."
And today is Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May, many Mexican restaurants across our country offering specials on food and drinks. Mystic Dan wins the 150th Kentucky Derby in an insane photo finish. The experts had to examine the video from all three horses who were neck and neck crossing the finish line. Sierra Leone coming in second place, followed by Forever Young. The odds, by the way, for Mystic Dan were 20-1. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And a little bit of time left in the show. I'll be here to help you out the best we can. So let us know if you have any questions. And we'll do what we can to help you out. About 25 minutes left in the show. And we have one call. Nathan, who's up next?
Eileen's in Massachusetts.
Eileen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
I'm great. You mentioned, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, there were five steps of fertilizing.
Yep. Yep, there you go.
I'm just wondering if you could give me the five steps.
Yeah, so, you know, there is, if you look at a calendar and you were to start as soon as the forsythias start to bloom, 6 week intervals, if you were to just do four, brings you basically to the end of August, first week of September. And so there is plenty of growing season left after that, right? Because 6 weeks from the last week of August still puts you at the beginning of October.
Mm-hmm.
And usually in New England, October to November, and sometimes parts of November and even into December, it's warm enough where the soil hasn't frozen. And so your plants, the lawn itself, wouldn't have any fertilizer basically from October till the next April.
Right.
And so that fifth application could be a second winterizer. It could be, you know, your fourth application could just be a regular fertilizer, and then the fifth application could be the winterizer. It's really however you would like to do it. But step five is just an added in there somewhere to get you a little further to fertilize the lawn. So we start with step one, which is usually a crabgrass control. And then we move on to step two, which is usually a broadleaf weed control.
Which would be?
It's just any, that's a broadleaf weed control. That's it. So it's a, with fertilizer. That's usually what it says, is it'll say right on the package, you know, weed and feed, right? And so then your next step would be just a straight fertilizer.
Step three would be a regular fertilizer.
Yep.
What could it be? Like step three from scratch?
I mean, I'd look at something more like, a Jonathan Green, Natural Alternatives has a great five-step program already kind of built in for you, so you don't have to worry about which steps, which one to move around. But if you're looking at like a Jonathan Green, the third application is just a fertilizer. It just is a lawn fertilizer. And then 6 weeks from there, we're looking at, just another fertilizer. You could use that same product as you do for the third application. And then you move on to the final application, which would usually be your winterizer.
And you could do the winterizer a second time in October, is that what you're saying?
Well, so you can do it twice if you want to use it as step four and five. But if you want to use a regular fertilizer in step like three and four, the winterizer would be your fifth, which would be about October.
What I have done, because I personally have a very small lawn and I have a lot of shade, is put down step one, step one with crabgrass control, and also put down Love Your Soil at the same time, and Magicale. And
okay.
I did that in March, end of March.
Yep, so it's 6 weeks after that is when you would put your next application. And so we're probably about 2 weeks away for you, maybe a little bit less, for putting that weed and feed down next.
Well, is it weed and feed? Because when I spoke with you a month ago, you suggested putting down Magicale and Love Your Soil.
Yep, those do other things than control the weeds. Those are for your soil conditioning and to help with the liming, etc.
So I can do them.
You can
together.
Do them again. Yep.
And then put weed and feed down again as well.
Yes. Yep. Just one time the weed and feed. So it's the next step. You're going to put down the weed and feed. You'll also put down Love Your Soil and Magicale again if you need to take care of it, which I think that's what you're looking to do.
Right. And when I do it a third time as well?
You would do the Love Your Soil and Magicale a third time 6 weeks after that.
And what about the fertilizer for step three?
So you would do it at the same time as you do the third application of the Love Your Soil and Magicale.
And the fertilizer, which one did you suggest?
You can do any just straight fertilizer. Jonathan Green has one just called Lawn Food.
Okay. And then on the fourth step, it would be 6 weeks later, the winterizer?
Yeah, on the fourth step, 6 weeks later would be your winterizer.
And then I would do that again, you think?
Yep. 6 weeks after that.
And when would I fertilize the, protolyzer on the hydrangeas?
So the protolyzer is something to add with the fertilizer. It's not a fertilizer. It goes with the fertilizer. If you've already fertilized, like, with a 10-10-10 on those, you don't
have
to fertilize. Yep, you could use the 10-10-10 now if you wanted to on the hydrangeas.
What was the other? There was another fertilizer or treatment, superphosphate.
Yep, and that's only if you've had issues in the past with not getting enough blossoms. If that's the case, if you don't have enough blossoms on it, the superphosphate versus the 10-10-10 now, the superphosphate will help root development, which will then turn into shoot development and build from there.
Okay, so that was put down 2 weeks ago.
Don't do a 10-10-10 or a superphosphate. For a bit. You don't need to do another application of superphosphate for the hydrangeas. You could look at doing a 10-10-10 in about 3-4 weeks.
And the superphosphate is just one, correct?
Yes, just once. You don't want to put too much of that.
Is there anything else that I should be putting down other than 10, 10, 10 for the hydrangea?
Nope. I think you're good with what you need to do with those.
Okay. I wasn't clear that the fertilizer and Magical and Love Your Soil will all be put down at the same time.
Well, so with the Love Your Soil and the Magical, they're doing something completely different than fertilizing. They're working on the soil conditioning itself. And those we're putting down three applications because you've had some issues in the past. And so we're making sure that we can clean out everything, but at the same time add to the pH level. And so doing those at the same time and doing them in three applications in one season can really help the lawn thrive going forward. Because then from there, you're not going to need to do it as many applications or as heavy the rate. You can do it just a couple times a season to just keep everything level and neutral to where you want it to be. We're working on just cleaning up the soil with those two products. And then the fertilizer is going to help the plant itself green up and grow and thrive and be a stronger grass blade.
And I heard you mention that that first application of fertilizer, step one to prevent ratgrass, you could put that down again in 6 weeks.
You could if it's been really bad, but you can't do any grass seed. You wouldn't use the weed and feed at the same time because it would be putting too much down altogether. So
I did have a lot of crabgrass a year ago. So, and I don't know which way to go now. I don't have it this year, but I don't think it's coming up yet.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't have come up yet. But if you worked on it last year, we're working on preventing it this year. Let's work on preventing the other weeds as well.
So I should not use that step one, but instead use the broadleaf. Control
yeah.
Weed and feed.
Yeah, so you've already used step one. I'd use step two as your next one. I wouldn't worry about complicating it too much for you. I'd stick with the step one, then step two, step three, and so on.
Okay. It doesn't make any difference whether I use weed and feed or step two, correct?
They're one and the same.
They're one and the same. All right, I think I'm clear. Thank you so much.
No problem.
So helpful.
All right, Elaine, you have a great one.
You have a great one. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone number is 855-660-4261. And we've got about 15 minutes left right before a couple minutes before a break. Obviously I've said it a few times with those of you who may be just hearing it, where we're done with GCN at the end of this week. GCN, unfortunately, had to make the tough decision to close its doors. So we're moving on, trying to find another place. Have hopefully a finalizing meeting this week. I'm supposed to have some conversations Monday or Tuesday so we can figure it out. Don't have all the answers yet, but we will. I can't say enough of all the support we're getting, all the emails, all the calls. Couldn't do this show without you guys. I would love having it on Sundays. Love being able to answer your questions so you can be successful in the garden. I don't know how many times I've said it. I don't think I can say it enough, but my father started this way back in, I believe, 1984. We're a number of years ago. The story was, it was going to be after a Celtics game. But Celtics went into triple overtime, and so he was on there late night. Now, he filled in for Bob Thompson, who was part of the Victory Garden at the time, because Bob Thompson couldn't do it. Bob Thompson said, hey, I know exactly who should do it for me, and recommended my father. Now, the crazy thing was after a Celtics game in triple overtime, they had enough calls that they were like, maybe we should do this. And then he started from there. And he started this because he wanted to help gardeners. He wanted to make a difference in the garden. It's really cool stuff. And I grew up idolizing him, watching everything that he did and saying, I want to do that. And so I followed in his footsteps, went to the same school, had to one-up him, get another degree, so it's like, I could always hold it, hey, Dad, I got one more than you did. And the goal was I was always going to take over for him. And, well, I did. Not the way I wanted to, but I was to take over for him. And now here I am. 5 years later, almost six, now we're trying to figure it out. But we will. We'll make something happen. Just keep your eyes on our website. Keep your eyes on the newsletter and our Facebook page. We'll get information out to you as soon as we can when we have some information. So, anyways, we're going to take a break. And we'll come back, wrap up the show, put a bow on it. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonite help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonite Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Just about 5 minutes left in the show. And we're going to get some rain later. Like I said earlier, let's get some grass seed down. Let's get some fertilizer out there this morning. Let's get it into the ground so that our plants can take it up. And then you don't have to water it in. I put grass seed down the other day knowing that we're going to get a bunch of rain, hoping that it would take care of it. And so we'll see. Time will tell where we're at. But I won't be surprised to see some germination about 10 to 14 days on my grass seed. You put something down now, it might be a little bit longer because there's not going to be a ton of sun, in the next 7 days. Hopefully that works out, for you best. Now if you're going to put grass seed down, I always recommend putting a starter fertilizer down first. The starter fertilizer has something with a high phosphorus level, which is that middle number. The middle number is usually higher than the first and the last. So you can tell that that is a starter fertilizer, and will work well for you. So it's definitely time to do it. Time to get it started. Now, if you're putting step one down, make sure you put a step one with seed starter, so that it can, it won't kill the grass seed that you put down. Because step one, without seeding, will kill any grass seed before it develops. And so you don't want to put grass seed down with that, because then you won't be able to, you won't see the success in it. So just something to be thinking about when it comes to your grass seed. Now, coming up, 6 weeks, step two application. Your weed and feed, 6 weeks from there, just a straight fertilizer or summer survival. 6 weeks after that is your fourth application, whether it be a fertilizer or a winterizer. That's up to you. And then your fifth step, 6 weeks later than that. We want to feed going into the winter months so that the lawn can be ready for the next season, can continue to grow and continue to do its thing. So, just something to some things to be thinking about right now. We also should be fertilizing your plants outside, your shrubs, your trees, anything that has a, you know, that needs it. And even those that you're like, oh, they're doing well. Well, you know, the amount of rain, the amount of everything might affect it. Right? All of those things might leach out some of the fertilizer, some of the nutrients out of the soil. So I want you to take care of those plants. Right? Continue to think about, you know, not removing the leaves from your gardens so early in the year. Make sure you protect the pollinators. Make sure you take care of our pollinators by planting native species type plants. And not, you know, maybe don't use as many chemicals. Who knows? That's going to be up to you. But only treat for what's needed. Only treat for what you need to really do. So, anyways, we got about 2 minutes left. Last show I'm doing with GCN. I'm hoping to have an answer for you guys soon of what's going to happen. Keep an eye out on our website, our newsletter, Facebook, all those things. But I do want to say thank you to a few people out there. And I want to say the big thank you to my dad for starting this many years ago. I can't believe I'm doing this today because of you. Followed in your footsteps, did everything I could. And I really appreciate you and everything you were. Miss you dearly every day. But I get to listen to you every Sunday and hear you. Another person I want to say thank you to is the GCN Network, but especially my producer, Nathan. He's taken care of me these last almost 6 years. It's been actually amazing to have somebody like that who cares for you on the other side and just wants to see you succeed. So, Nathan, I appreciate you. I know you're going to do great in everything you do. So thank you. I want to say thank you to everybody out there for listening. I hope to be back with you soon, but if not, thank you for making this one of the best parts of my life. I'll finish up as always. Be good to each other. Get out there, plant something. We're all we got. Hope to talk to you guys again soon. Love everybody. We'll see you next time.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.